So, Adam, what is your professional reaction to this proposal? This is a huge change, right? No weekend service, for example. It's hard to imagine that happening.
Well, Dimitri, my first thought is for anyone who doesn't own a car. Think about what the shock, the feeling when you hear a proposal like this for what is your main way to get around, COVID or no COVID, that there would be no weekend rail service, one train every 30 minutes on lines, the system only open until 9 o'clock at night. For many, Metro is a public utility and they have to have it to get around. So yeah, this is obviously a massive change, massive cuts that are being proposed here. And your heart goes out to everyone who relies on the transit system. And think about this, at one point in time, before all of this was going on, Metro was the second busiest subway system in the entire country, only behind New York City, carrying about 750,000 riders a day. And to hear these cuts at this time, it's just, it's a stark reminder where we are in this whole thing.
Will it definitely happen?
I hope it doesn't happen, but here's what I think is happening here behind the scenes. Metro is showing its hand here and trying to force the hand of the federal government to kick in more stimulus money. You know, the first round of CARES funding carried Metro pretty far along in this pandemic to the point where they were able to sustain some of the ridership declines that they were seeing. So I think that's what's really going on here. But if the federal government does fail to act, then we start getting into some really, really dark territory here. And Metro has to proceed like they aren't going to get that money, because this whole thing has to go out to a public proposal. People have to weigh in on this. So the process really does have to start right now.
What else should we know at this early stage?
What you should know is that this is not a done deal. Again, as I mentioned, the public will get a chance to weigh in on this. If it were to go into effect, and if some of these changes were to go into effect, they wouldn't start until July. So it's not like this is happening tomorrow. And there could be wiggle room. You know, really, I asked the general manager tonight, what's the drop dead date as far as getting some money? You know, they have to plug what they're calling a $500 million budget gap, almost a half a billion dollars. He said it's really the April-May timeframe, where if things haven't changed by then or the picture hasn't improved, then the likelihood that these cuts would be put in place could really become a reality. And again, we're talking about July before any of that would happen.